Welcome back to the Solomon's Porch Podcast with your host Jason
and Kevin Nealon.
Who was Kevin Nealon?
Dude, SNL? No.
No.
Okay, never mind. All right, moving right along.
Yeah, so we welcome you back to the porch for another week. We thank you for joining us. And there's been some interesting things happening this week.
Yeah, and, UNC won the national championship.
Yeah, man.
Congrats.
Congrats.
Yeah, and, you know, being that I'm a Duke fan, ordinarily most people would think that I wouldn't cheer for UNC. But first off, I'm an ACC fan. And then even before that, I'm a North Carolina fan. So if it's a homegrown team, that's where I am. So you
like the homegrown stuff?
Yeah. I will pull for any team in North Carolina before I pull for a team out of state.
So. As long as it's homegrown.
Well, I mean, obviously the kids have to come from other states. So,
okay.
Yeah, they're not all going to be just North Carolinian kids. But they kind of are in their hearts, I think. So, anyway, moving right along.
Yeah, man. So, how's it been going this week?
This show is brought to your sponsors by Blended Fellowship.
Brought to your sponsors?
Brought to you by our sponsors.
Brought to your sponsors by
by
you.
Sean. By you. All right, our listeners. Blended Fellowship. You can learn more about Blended Fellowship at blendedfellowship.com. Reaching the deaf with the gospel, touching hearts through the deaf. Blended Fellowship at blendedfellowship.com. And if you feel so led to support the ministry there, there is a donate online button up in the top right hand corner. Please make sure that you put in a little note that you heard about them on the porch.
Yep. And we also want you to head over to Genesis Pro Designs to check out any of the different portfolio things that he has for artwork, the show artwork that we have, he did for us, and we thank him for that. So make sure you go and check him out if you need some of that work done. And also, even though I took a break this week, you can go check out the Business with Bordeaux podcast. And I just took a week off, man.
It was
my birthday week.
Yeah.
And
so you're now what, 22?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 22 right years old. Yeah, man. Right. I feel as young as ever. But
and you can go check out my new podcast. It's Dino Sweaters for Sodas. And so for those of you watching Facebook Live, you can see my dinosaur on a bicycle sweater for my soda pop bottle. So
soda pop.
Soda pop bottle. Hey, I just figured I'd cover everybody, you know, whether you call it pop or soda.
Question, is this just to make sure, like, in case for future sponsorships, like, they have to pay us for their material? Are you covering the logo up?
Yeah. So that way you don't know that I actually have a Coke Zero under the sweater.
Yeah, man.
You know, I don't want to give Coke Zero any free publicity because then, you know, Coke's making money off of me, you know, sort of promoting their Coca-Cola products. And I don't want to do that. I mean, not unless they're going to give us money. I mean, you know, if Coke wants to sponsor our show, then that's great. But
maybe I should go through and just bleep all of those just to make it funny.
That would be
so
hilarious.
So people are wondering, like,
that'd be hilarious.
Why is he bleeping out what Sean's saying?
And then they'd eventually get to this part in the show. I get it now.
Except
anyway.
For on Facebook Live where you can't really just bleep stuff out.
That's true. They're going to get it all straight. No, actually, I have a sister-in-law who gave this to me as a late Christmas gift, just because we don't get to see them that often, so
okay.
It was late because of that. But yeah, hey, look, nobody else at church has a dinosaur riding a bicycle orange sweater to go on their sodas, so everybody knows it's mine.
Except whenever I go get one.
Yeah, I don't know that you could find one, though, because even the other sweaters I found for bottles, I've never seen this one, so...
Well, I challenge our listeners to go and see if you can find a dinosaur on a bicycle bottle sweater. And if you win it, then Sean will send you his for free in the mail.
To what?
All right, no, if you win. If you find one, then Sean will send you his in the mail for
no
free.
No way. Anyway, all right. So moving along in our news today. Really cool thing happened here in North Carolina. You know, we had this horrible tragedy that took place, I believe it was in December, where a deaf man in Charlotte, he was being, a state trooper was trying to pull him over, but he was very close to home, and being that he was deaf, He didn't feel comfortable just getting out of his vehicle because of all the stuff that's been happening in here in North Carolina at that time with riots and all that stuff and police shootings. So he pulled into his driveway and got out of his vehicle to be able to try to explain to the police officer what was going on. Now, of course, because he's deaf, he was using sign language, American Sign Language. And the police officer had announced several times that he needed to stop. Don't come any further. If you come any further, I will shoot. But this person's deaf. So the state trooper shot him. And now this person's dead.
It's terrible.
It is. So as a backlash from that, a bill has been passed in the North Carolina House. It still has to go through one more approval, which it passed unanimously in the House, so this is pretty much a done deal. But that gives deaf and hard of hearing individuals the option of being able to register as a deaf individual, so that there will be a notation on both your driver's license as well as your vehicle registration stating that you're deaf. So that way, if a police officer is looking at your ID, they can see, okay, so this is a deaf person.
Right.
Besides the fact that you're pointing to your ear and shaking your head no, because that obviously doesn't work. But that was sarcasm in case you missed it all. So, but thank you. Thank you very much. But also, if a police officer is running your license plate, and assuming that that is your vehicle, it'll come up that the person who owns the vehicle is deaf.
Right.
So that way this whole situation that did take place potentially will never happen again. Also with this comes special training for police departments on recognizing deaf individuals and basic communication. So this is a huge victory, and
right,
largely in part due to the North Carolina Association of the Deaf, NCAD. I'd encourage people to go check them out, support them if you can. But this is really big. This is a huge thing for the deaf community, and it's a great thing for North Carolina to start setting a positive precedence. So anyway.
Yeah, man, that's awesome news, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It is exciting because I know a lot of times when my dad gets pulled over, like I've heard a cop, you know, kind of get snarky a little bit at times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's deaf. He can't hear. And this is where I was like a little kid. But I'd tell the cop, I was like, he can't hear you. And he's like, oh. And, you know, but, you know, the fact that, you know, they need to be aware, hey, there are some people that drive that can't hear you. They right. can't communicate the way you want them to.
Right.
And now if only we could, you know, get in doctor's offices to kind of make some changes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Certain specialists that live in North Carolina in our... Anyway, yeah, so moving man, right along. I don't need to get onto that soapbox again.
Okay.
But yeah, so yay, North Carolina. We're doing something positive. All right, moving along. So you might not have heard MTV, which I have to be honest with you, I haven't followed MTV since I was like,
They need to call it RTV.
RTV?
Yeah, because it's not music television anymore. It's reality television.
It is reality.
That's all it is.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway.
Well, it's FRTV because it's fake reality TV. FRTV.
No, that's totally real stuff. You know that really happens, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
Yeah. No, I'm totally.
Sometimes I believe that Kim Kardashian isn't even a real person. I think she's made up.
Well, I thought she was an alien.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, now that we've got that settled.
So she's related to Tom Cruise?
She is.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And anyway, MTV's Movie Awards is now MTV Movie and TV Awards. So they're including television. So they're trying to be inclusive. And with their new changes in inclusivity, they're doing away with gender categories. So there's now no longer best male actor or best female actor. It's just best actor. So I guess...
So there's only going to be one category.
Well,
because it was like lead actor, lead actress, supporting actor, supporting actress. But here's the thing, though. Even if you do supporting, that's still like a form of discriminatory because you're saying you're less of an important role.
That is very true. Well, I think the whole awards thing is wrong because I think everybody deserves an award.
I think everybody should get the best everything.
Yeah, I mean, they've all participated, so exactly. Why shouldn't they get an award?
That's
so,
all that matters.
I think that's so all that matters. Too. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, moving along. Talking so
they're
about
just being movies. Anti-discriminatory, or they're being discriminatory against everybody now.
Everybody, yes.
I mean, what about those who want to, but they're not privileged enough to make it into a movie?
That would be my category.
See, they would need some that's kind right. of award.
I feel totally jilted here. So
yeah it's just absolutely. Not fair.
I'm gonna complain as
I think we should all riot against FRTV right now.
Yeah, FRTV. That because that's a thing now.
Yes, it is. That's the new name for MTV. Here's the thing. It's not even like I don't know why they call it MTV.
Yeah, yeah.
Like at least BET, like they never changed from you know Black Entertainment Television. That's not changed. Right. So it's still BET, you know. But MTV, it's not music anymore. Like they might have a couple hours of music in the morning, maybe now. I don't know because I don't watch it.
I don't watch it.
I like my life, and I don't want to waste it watching FRTV.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. Anyway, man, go ahead.
Anyway, so talking about movies, let's move into some movie news. So movie news, you know, I talked about Ghost in the Shell not performing very well last week.
Right.
So it's come out. They suspect the main reason as to why it's not doing so well is because of what they call whitewashing. So if you're not familiar with whitewashing, this is where in the film industry, a storyline originally has casted a person of ethnicity,
right.
Whether a minority, you know,
somebody that's non-white.
Non-white.
Pretty much.
Thank you. Yes. And instead cast a white person. So to be able to help sell tickets, I guess, is their line of thought.
I mean, kind of same thing happened with the Ancient One in Doctor Strange.
Okay.
They had a white woman, which didn't make any sense.
Well, but at least it was a woman, so you still had a minority group.
Right. Is that considered my wife is actually asking me about that this week. She's filling out some scholarships for college, and the scholarships, like a lot of them, are for minorities only.
Right.
And so she was asking me, were women considered a minority? And I told her I didn't think so. I think that was just like an ethnicity.
I think it is really just an ethnic demographic, but I think you'd still find that largely women still feel very disenfranchised in society, hence making them sort of a minority group.
Okay,
so,
okay.
So anyway, maybe just a disenfranchised group. Anyhow, so so ScarJo, I mean, I love you, girlfriend, but you needed to be Asian of some descent.
Yeah, I mean, it's an anime. Like
right.
So it just makes sense. I don't know why they would pick somebody as white as ScarJo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can think why they pick ScarJo because she sells movies, but you know.
Yeah, only because in the trailer she's got like a top that looks like she's naked.
Okay, right. I'm moving right along. So also in movie news, Star Wars. You know, I was gonna pull in something Star Wars inevitably here and there. Rogue One released on disc this week.
Oh, yeah.
And Tuesday morning, I went and I bought my copy, of course.
just one copy?
Yeah, yes.
You just didn't get a backup?
No, I'm kind of broke right now. So, yes, just one copy. That means I have to eat peanut butter sandwiches for the rest of the week. But
it's fine as long as you're watching it with the Force.
Right, yeah. And anyway, so, but also in Star Wars news, it has been leaked out that Carrie Fisher is going to be in episode 9.
Which is interesting because she's no longer with us.
That's right.
Well, she was never with us.
But well, no, she was, here on the earth.
She didn't have that side of
her. She, what they've done, supposedly, is that they've taken extra footage from episodes 7 and the upcoming episode 8. And which, of course, they finished all the filming for 8 before she passed away.
Right.
And so they're taking the extra footage to create new scenes in episode 9, specifically to keep her in there. Which kind of makes sense, because if you think about it, there's sort of this abrupt sort of end, if you will. She just doesn't show up in the next episode, but we don't have any good reason why. So anyway, so they're bringing her back for episode 9, supposedly. So good news for Star Wars fans. Yay. And my daughter, because she loves Princess Leia.
Cool. Yeah. So does she become a queen?
No.
So I thought princesses eventually become queens.
Yeah, but her homeworld was blown up. Oh, man, I just ruined a movie for you again. What? Spoiler alert.
I don't even know what her home room, her home planet
is. Yeah, you will eventually once you get up to 4.
I'm actually thinking about like reading the comics, because I got Marvel Unlimited now, and so they have all the Star Wars comics for every individual character and everything, a bunch of storylines. I'm thinking about just reading the comics.
I think you need the Cliff's Notes.
The Cliff.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if I find a good starting point and just go on with it.
Yeah. No.
So.
Anyway.
So, I wanted to bring them something funny, and this is kind of
nothing funny.
This is kind of out of the blue, but so I was on Twitter. And I noticed a hashtag, and I've seen it before. It's not a brand new hashtag, but it's trending right now. Hashtag things are more trusted, or things more trusted than Trump.
Like my bicycle.
So there's been some funny things, and I'm on Twitter right now, and I'm going to read some of these in live time. A lot of people, which to me wasn't quite as funny, they say the McDonald's ice cream machine.
Which is I don't know. It seems like it's always out of order every time I go.
An ISIS member with a backpack.
Well, yeah, that's
A funny one. Stevie Wonder doing open heart surgery. Drinks made by Bill Cosby.
That was bad.
Yeah, doing shots of Everclear on an empty stomach.
I don't want to have to explain that one to my daughter.
A chimpanzee with a machine gun. A car with square tires.
Yeah.
Trying to find... an email telling me I want a free cruise.
Yeah.
That's good. And a plane with no wings.
Okay, well...
Yeah, there was a couple funny ones up here.
Yeah, there were.
Some of them... I think the problem is you know, there's a few really, really, really good funny ones, and then people try to build off of something, you know?
Yeah, and some of them are kind of vulgar, so...
Oh, yeah, a lot of them are.
Yeah.
So. Somebody said the devil.
Without a doubt, the devil's more... Yeah. No, wait. So, it can't be, because aren't they the same person?
Well...
At least this was implied. Yeah. I'm not getting political here. I'm not telling you any side or the other. I'm just saying.
So here's the thing. The reason why this is going on is because of the huge airstrike thing in Syria. Right. And we're not going to really cover that in the news segment, but...
Because if you haven't heard about it, you've just not been awake.
You're like me and you really just don't care. So,
yeah, you've been hibernating.
Because either way, there's nothing we can do about it, you know?
I don't know. You know, ISIS may start attacking us now as a result of it. Yeah. At least that's what all the right-wingers are saying. So.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah. And I've actually heard of a lot of people who really, really hated Obama.
Right.
Who are really, really hating on Trump for this.
Oh, wow.
So it's not like Obama versus Trump thing. This is like people who even hated Obama now are hating Trump for their airstrikes. So it's interesting how, you know, it's like I think a lot of people assume like those who hated Obama love Trump.
Right.
That's not necessarily the case. By no means.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'd agree. Anyway. I know folks that fit those categories. Well, yeah. You know, but I don't know. I mean, because it seems like it was just largely symbolic bombing anyway, so I'm not real sure why anybody's really cares too much, except that you're just, you know, shaking the hornet's nest up a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, moving along, because we said we weren't going to get into politics.
Yes, no politic talking here.
No politics. Ticking.
So anyway, what else on the news? You got anything else for me?
Well, you know, this is our show that's going to air the week before Easter.
Right.
And because our next show will actually be posted on Easter. So we're going to get kind of Eastery with this week's show.
Yeah. And I will say we apologize. We were supposed to have had a special guest on the show.
Yes,
this week.
Yes, we were.
He had to hold off for another week. And and we may actually have another in-studio guest next week.
Oh, really, too?
Yeah. Talk to a local CHH artist here in North Carolina. And so he's going to try to come next week because he's been excited about coming on the show and hanging out with us and chit-chatting. So hopefully that works out well, I'm hoping.
Okay.
And so we're going to see if that happens next week. But, yeah, next week we're going to have, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to have a character from Star Wars, right? One of the actors?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, hey, awesome. I think our special, event is here. So okay. Hold on just a second.
All right. Well, Sean's going to collect something that he has specially planned for the show, which I'm kind of a little worried about, just a little bit.
All right.
Sean's got this new idea for at least for our Facebook live listeners or viewers that that we should start trying food and beverage type of things here live on the show.
Well, you know, I think the thing is that it's not even so much that, you know.
So nasty.
So why don't you describe what you're looking at? Can you?
Okay, so it's like a little small, like one of those dollar frozen pizzas.
Yes, it is exactly one of those dollar pizzas.
If you're on Facebook Live, you can see it clear as day, and it's got a melted peep on top of it.
Yeah, so this guy on YouTube has been making all these waves about putting peeps on pizza. And the argument is that, you know, there's actually, you know, the whole, like, you know, discussion boards that are talking about why you shouldn't put that you shouldn't put pineapple on pizza because you shouldn't have sweet on such this, you know, wonderful, savory thing. So this guy says, you know what? Forget it. I'm putting peeps on my pizza. And so he's making waves in social media because he melted peeps on pizza. And so that's what we have here is peeps on pizza. And
we'll call it peepsa.
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 So the original pizza is like this, like, really awesome looking cheese pizza from like a really nice New York place kind of thing. And he's got melted peeps on it. And he says, dude, this is how I eat my pizza. So what you have here in front of you, Jason, is that you do have one of these dollar cheese pizzas. This other one over here is a combination. I didn't know if the meat would make any difference or not. But being that we're both diabetics, I wouldn't suggest that we eat much of either one of these. But I thought, why don't you go and grab a piece there? And let's see if there's any validity to this guy putting peeps onto pizza. So Jason's grabbing his slice. It is a blue peep, and he's just barely gotten a little bit of peep onto his bite. Yeah, so it's all marshmallowy. It's melted and oozy. And he doesn't look like he's gagging, so it can't be too horrible. Jason, how is it? Can you talk yet, or are you still trying to swallow that?
I mean, it doesn't taste terrible.
Doesn't taste terrible. Okay,
I'm going to take another bite.
I'm going to try mine.
Let's go and let Sean take a bite. And he's got to look at the Facebook screen just to make sure people can.
Okay, that's gross. That's disgusting. Okay, let me first put out a disclaimer. I don't like peeps anyway. So
you don't like peeps?
I do not like peeps.
You are no longer my peeps.
I know you're a peeps fan, but that's really gross.
See, the funny thing is, I'm watching the Facebook stream and it's kind of delayed.
Oh.
And the vision of you spitting your peep onto the plate's hilarious.
Oh, that's gross.
If you're not watching the stream on Facebook, you need to go back and watch it.
Oh, okay. So anyway, peeps on pizza. This dude is wrong. Pineapple is definitely okay. Peeps.
So maybe
are
every week.
Not.
Well, I don't know about every week. I think it'd be good, though, for us to every once in a while try a really weird type of food and see if it's good or not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
Maybe we could.
We can see that.
Maybe that'll be a segment. We'll title the segment something. I don't know. If you could think of any segment titles, y'all, put them on the Facebook comments or on the SoundCloud comments or something, and help us think of a title for a segment where Sean brings in some type of an idea of a kind of a weird food. And we can try it live on the show. I'm kind of fearful because he's cutting open something right now.
Yeah, so peeps, as you know, can be the chick form, can be the bunny form. And they have them in different colors, traditional marshmallow. This happens to be a Target exclusive of what they call...
Target exclusive?
Yeah, so you can only get this...
So it's targeted... For certain people.
Yeah, you can only get it at Target. Cherry Limeade. So it's sour cherry flavored peep dipped in lime fudge. Now, because we're both diabetics, I'm going to try to cut this
don't
guy
cut the head
in
off.
Half. I'm cutting ISIS. Him in half.
He's ISIS. It's terrible.
Yeah, so here you can
I'll take the bigger one.
Okay, I don't know which one's bigger. But anyway, so this is the cherry limeade. It's stuck to my knife. There might be a good reason why I don't like them. Not a fan of marshmallow in general. So what is it? How do you think?
It's nah.
No.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah. That wasn't awesome.
No.
Also, you know, peeps come in like raspberry, watermelon, fruit punch.
My favorite peeps is cotton candy, which my favorite anything is cotton candy flavored. Which I like blue raspberry as well.
Do you?
Okay. I like blue raspberry.
Okay. Well, this next one is also a Target exclusive. Can you figure out where I went to buy my peeps?
See, I'm thinking Target needs to sponsor the show for all of this free publicity.
You know, that's not an entirely bad idea.
Target, hit us up. It doesn't cost a whole lot of money to sponsor the show.
So this next one is, here, I'll give you the head. This next one is vanilla caramel brownie. So in the center of this marshmallow is caramel, and the brownie, this I guess, is supposed to be the fudge part. So tell me what you think.
It's delicious. I love it.
It still tastes like marshmallow to me.
Stop spitting it out, man.
Dude, if they can make marshmallow taste better, then I'd be okay with it.
Marshmallow is awesome.
This is the last one. This is the one that my wife and daughter gave me a hard time over because they were like, what?
Listeners, we do forgive you. We're going to forgive Sean for doing this, opening these packages around the mic.
No. You guys need to hear all this noise.
Dude, that was really good.
Yeah? Okay. Well, like this one is their triple chocolate. So it's got the chocolate fudge bottom and a chocolate ganache center with a chocolate peep. So, I'm afraid to try it because I don't like marshmallow, but I love chocolate. And I'm afraid I'm going to hate it.
I actually like the other one better.
You like the vanilla better?
Yeah.
This is just because it tasted more like marshmallow, right?
I mean, this tastes, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It just kind of tastes like that, the marshmallow. It's like, there's like a chocolate marshmallow kind of treat already.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No. Because I don't eat marshmallow.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know what it's called, but
that wasn't quite as bad as the vanilla one, but
really,
or even the classic one on the pizza, which was so you like disgusting.
Them. So you're a dark chocolate type of guy.
I'm totally a chocolate fan in general. So typically, if you can put chocolate on it, I like it. Like you know,
you can put chocolate on bacon.
I have.
What if they had a bacon peep?
I don't know. I think you just ruined the bacon flavor.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, look, you know, they had bacon Ritz, and that wasn't awesome either.
I don't like bacon ranch.
I love bacon ranch, but I don't like bacon flavoring on stuff because it usually doesn't taste enough like bacon. So, anyway.
Like artificial bacon?
Yeah. It'd be like the old school bacon bits that aren't really bacon. But anyway, did you know that over 400 million peeps are made a year? 400 million of these disgusting
They're
little
delicious.
Rubbery, nasty things.
They're not nasty. See, it's all relative to what you think tastes good.
Yeah, well, I feel like I cook for a living these days, given how much cooking I do at Blended, but I don't know that I'd serve any of these to anybody. So, anyway, besides the fact that most of our folks are also diabetic, so
true that.
Not a great idea. So, anyway, and that's news to us.
Yeah. We actually kind of skipped the music news.
Oh, did we skip music? Shame no, that's you. Right. Oh, look. Yeah. You know, I was early.
Yeah, you came too early, man.
I did. So, Mandisa has a new single, I'm Still Here. This is sort of like her comeback kid song, kind of a in your face, I'm still making music. And Darren McLean has a new single, Ashes, very Eastery. We'll be featuring, are we featuring both songs today? So
both of them.
All right.
And also on the CHH realm, we have Lauren, who was actually a guest here on the show one time. We did an interview with him. He's got a new album called As You Pass Go, which would have been a perfect, you know, would have been better for last week since we had the board games.
The board games, yeah.
Yeah, and Monopoly was on that. But he's actually, like, the whole entire album concept. You can actually buy, I can't remember, but there's a package on his website, Lauren, it's LAWREN305.com, and you can buy a whole bunch of merch over there. But he's got, like, a bundle pack, and I think it's called the Cash Out Package,
okay.
I think. But it means it's pretty cool, though. He has some great music. His last album, Pieces, was phenomenal. But yeah, we're actually going to feature his, you know, his single from the album Slums here on the show. We also have Sean David Grant, his album Pre-Order for Wonder Years. And do you know about Jay Givens? Have you heard of him?
No, who's that?
So Jay Givens, you'll definitely hear from him next week. Okay. So he's actually a Star Wars fan. He's a huge Star Wars fan.
I like him already.
He's got a song called Attack of the Clones, which I love.
Nice.
And another one called Help Me Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Right on.
And anyway, so he's got two new singles. One is featuring Kristen Gray, who is actually signed to Kurt Franklin's label.
Uh-huh.
And the name of that single is Make It. And then he dropped another one featuring Cousin Neighbor, which is his cousin, Jay Gibbs. Okay. And that single is called Lotto. So, and they're both inspired by, Kendrick Lamar?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Kendrick Lamar dropped two singles, but he's got a single called The Heart Part 4, which I personally really enjoy. Not promoting his music, but the songs were inspired by him because he kind of did like a kind of in the song, he kind of challenged artists to step up their game, which he always kind of does.
Okay.
So yeah, you can go check those two singles out. And I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, and that's news to us.
And to you.
And to you.
All right, man. We will be right back with round five. Stay tuned.
Don't eat peeps.
Perfect.
I came out my slump. I'm not where I ought to be, but I've been on my way, yeah. I know they forgot of me, but I got more to say, yeah. God Almighty got me, I don't ever hesitate, yeah. God Almighty got me, I don't ever hesitate. I'ma need a little more, I'm so motivated. Time, please, oh my God. I'ma need a little more, can't believe they hate it. Time, please, oh my God. I'ma need a little more. After slums, I made it. Time, please. Oh my God. I'ma need a little more. I'm so motivated. Time, please. Oh my God.
Yeah, rappers and they pro like Derek. That's a major key. Writing down these flows, I'm serving in the major leagues. But Christ came in and he had to rearrange my dreams. I'm full of laborious, it's barbarious. I'm Kyrie with the king. There's no need to worry us. Hurry, get some chilling, bruh. Cook with a crock pot. Somebody gotta tell these rappers that they're not God, including myself. So gotta follow the guideline. God is here, I don't see him. Host like an eyeline, but I lie, but I lie. Still praising the Father. The way for me to fall like they're waking on autumn. Surf, dull, shine, take my take, I spit with Harlem. Try to give you my life, another rapper's cool with Carter. My steps are ordered, it's called fit like Peter. I'm not fair, I'm a traitor, Don Cheadle. I'm not crip, but in this life they all see you. Yo, quit to write you off like that's Texas. Tweet about a comment, I'm petty like Bruce Lee. Trying to be faithful, don't worry about who's on. Who's gone, so gone, better late than never. My boss sell front of corner, never late is better. I'm from the city, with shots penetrate your sweater. My pen was great, pen was better, another letter. They all about the cheddar, bop, all fitter.
I'm not where I ought to be, but I've been on my way, yeah. I know they forgot of me, but I got more to say, yeah. God Almighty got me, I don't ever hesitate, yeah. God Almighty got me, I don't ever hesitate. I'ma need a little more, I'm so motivated. Time, please, oh my God. I'ma need a little more, can't believe they hate it. Time, please, oh my God. I'ma need a little more, after slums I made it. Time, please, oh my God. I'ma need a little more, I'm so motivated. Time, please, oh my God.
Yeah, all feet, they five solars on my mental. Style rider with a pencil, this mess is special. When other rappers try to dodge it, we give them Jesus. I never be the reason, I never be the answer. I never beat the phantom, I'm offended, I'm outside. I'm average, I won't lie, I hop behind the track. I'm Lisa Rare, I won't hide, stop behind your back. People think I'm stumbling, probably cause my stubbornness. Moved to the west, but I'm still on the southernness. Gotta solve, that means everything, you're the government. Trying to be godly in the name of this covenant. This is my life, but I ain't really running it. Like the Seahawks on the goal line, I can see titties, hated from afar. I got soul, nah, I still spaz on them. They could call me Omar, oh Lord. Oh boy, what you think about this one? I came out my slum, I came out the slums. I live for the sun, that's all in ID. Yelling solo, Ralph Lauren, they looking for me, yeah. I was living low, though, Jesus gave me hope, bro. Pray for the ones that shooting like a GoPro. You ain't really living like that, that's a no-no. Blow with a hose like you staring at the ozone. As you pass go, share the sun with the hose on.
Came from the slums, I came from the slums. Came out my slump, I came out my slump. Came from the slums, I came from the slums. Came out my slump, I came out my slump.
I'm not where I ought to be, but I've been on my way, yeah. I know they forgot of me, but I got more to say, yeah. God Almighty got me, I don't ever hesitate, yeah. God Almighty got me, I don't ever hesitate. I'ma need a little more, I'm so motivated. Time, please, oh my God. I'ma need a little more, can't believe they hate it. Time, please, oh my God. I'ma need a little more, out the slums I made it. Time, please, oh my God. I'ma need a little more, I'm so motivated. Time, please, oh my God.
Yeah, young T, I'm a son of God. Ain't nothing can change that. I came up in Memphis 10, my homies rob with black masks. Used to keep the cushion inside the attic. Dollar stuffed in no mattress. Heard them say nothing good come from the slums, but Jesus came from Nazareth. Oh, we made it out. Tryna bring the homies out now. Young missionary, young spitter, young visionary, we the ones God made for the last days. We the true sons, won't bow down to Babylon. Threw head first into the fire. All the day surprised they looked up and seen the sun.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Solomon's Porch Podcast. That was Lauren with his single Slums off of his new album, As You Pass Go. And that song is featuring Ty Brazel and What Up RG.
What Up RG?
I'm not too familiar with What Up RG, but Ty Brazel, he actually got a shout out from Lecrae.
I know what's fixing to come up. My what? Dinner.
Yeah.
Those peeps are disgusting, man. I feel nauseous.
So yeah, anyway, but like a couple of weeks ago, we mentioned this, I think last week on the show, that Lecrae did an interview with DJ Wado, and he shouted out a lot of the new upcoming hip-hop artists, or CHH artists, as No Big Deal, Ty Brazel, and who else was it? A couple other guys.
You know what's no big deal? Peeps. Peeps are no big deal.
Sean, your new website is going to be Haters of Peeps.
Peep Haters.
Peep Haters. You're peep a peep hater. Yeah, you're a peep hater.
You can hashtag me at peep haters.
Peephaters.com.
Yeah, something like that. Peephaters. I don't know how hashtags work. So.
Peep haters, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, so yeah, this week our round five. Actually, we didn't actually cover the news story, but real quick, forgot to mention it.
Wow.
I forgot. I didn't write it down.
You did.
So, If anybody has really been paying attention on social media, Pepsi had a very controversial commercial with Kendall Jenner, one of the Kardashian people, peeps, whatever, in her family.
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner's daughter.
Yeah, or Bruce Jenner's son, however you want to flip it.
She's still a girl.
Who, Caitlyn or Kendall?
Oh.
Or Jackson or Bruce?
Huh?
So anyway,
I thought Kendall was the daughters. Right?
Okay, she might be a son though. We don't know. It depends on how she identifies. No.
I'm pretty sure she identifies as a young lady.
So it was a scene. It was a scene of her taking off like a blonde wig, and she's it was like a riot crowd thing, like a protest or something. I didn't actually watch it, but I heard a lot of backlash on it.
Okay,
but anyway, so she walks up to a police officer in this very racial controversial situation, and she hands him a Pepsi. And it's like, here, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of issues. Just have a Pepsi. It'll calm everything down.
Well, I agree.
So the whole way you're drinking a Coke Zero.
How do you know?
Because you said it about 78 times.
But you can't see it because I've got my dinosaur on a bicycle sweater.
Question is, Coke Zero one of your top beverages?
It actually is not.
Okay, cool. So, So anyway, it's really kind of passive, very... I mean, not passive. It's pretty much saying that, you know, this serious situation that's going on in the country can be solved by our product. So if you buy our product, it'll fix everything.
And but, you know, so, back in the 60s, I mean, the hippies were passing out joints to police officers, you know, say, hey, if you just get high, we'll all be good.
So. See, and there's probably laws against promoting marijuana pot shops. And even the states that are illegal, probably. So, I mean, you can't, I mean, tobacco, cigarettes, they can't even do cigarette commercials.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So anyway, but the whole backlash is, hey, if you buy our product, which is a soft drink, then you can solve all these problems.
Yeah, but Coke's been doing that for years. You know, they're sort of like We Are the World kind of concept where you get all these people of different nationalities walking over the hills and through the fields and stuff. And I mean, come on.
It's a little bit different, though. This one hits a little too close to current issues and problems.
Right, yeah, yeah. It's suggesting that that they're not as serious, right. I guess. Yeah.
So anyway, they pulled the commercial, and they apologized. They did a public apology. And I'd say social media can really warrant some serious apologies from major corporations. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the whole entire story prompted me to think of our top five beverages. So this week, we're going to do round five top beverages.
Okay, so no alcoholic beverages.
Only because if you drink an alcoholic beverage, you'll burn in hell forever.
That's right. Yes. That's biblical. It's in there biblical. Somewhere.
It is.
Next to cleanliness is next to godliness.
It's actually in Regulations 4:5.
Regulations 4:5.
It is. So yeah, man. So you want to start us off?
Yeah. Look, see, as a kid growing up, I was a total soda fiend. I used to go and I mix sodas at the 7-Eleven. And so I never really had a very specific favorite until I flew out from Washington State to here in North Carolina to visit my father. And he took me camping up in the mountains here in North Carolina, which aren't hardly mountains compared to the mountains I came from. But anyway, I digress. And the camping, which was very much unlike what I was used to in Washington State, where we drove out to the middle of nowhere and hiked until you found a spot that you wanted to go camping at. Instead, this place had like a water slide park and showers and stuff. And lo and behold, a vending machine that had knee-high peach soda.
What is that?
Knee-High is the name brand. It's NEHI, and it's peach soda pop. This was like liquid crack for me. I was at this vending machine more often than anything else. They even had a video game arcade at this place, and I loved video games, but I was buying Knee-High peach sodas left and right. And now you wonder why I'm diabetic. But anyway, Knee-High peach soda is probably my all-time top favorite soda pop. So.
Okay. I'm going to start off with what I most regularly drink, which is a diet root beer. And I would say, even though because the Walmart here is limited to just A&W, my favorite is actually IBC in the glass bottle.
Mine's Virgil.
Or Dr. Barr. I mean, there's really, there's another one too, Stewart. Or I think it's Stewart's. Stewart's is good too.
Yeah, Stewart's is good.
But it's close to IBC. It's kind of similar in their...
Virgil's is my favorite, but they don't make a diet, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, some people are just dietists. They just don't like diabetics. It's a shame. They're diabetics.
It really is.
And that's not cool. Like, some people have a sugar tolerance privilege. It's just not fair.
That's right. Yes, yeah. I am... Whatever it was that you said that was.
Yeah, diabetic.
But it sounded pretty cool.
So anyway...
the sugar tolerant...
Yeah, and the cool thing about root beer is it's caffeine-free.
Yes.
And if it's diet, then it's sugar-free.
But I did find out this, though, because here in North Carolina, the RDU airport, I don't know that they still have it because I haven't flown in a long time, but they used to have an A&W root beer shop there, restaurant, and I like A&W root beer. And so you get an A&W root beer, and you take it on your flight, bad things happen.
How was that?
Well, root beer normally causes gas.
Right.
And with the pressure changes on an airplane, causes significant pain. And then you have the gas, and you're sitting next to other people in small, confined areas. That was probably one of the worst ideas ever, is putting an A&W root beer in a airport. So and unless you're getting off the plane, you're fixing to go home. Not a good idea. So
right. Anyway. So right. And I'd say my second drink, I have issues with that. It's a little bit because I love me some coffee.
Oh, wait. Some so you're coffee. Just jumping into your second. I didn't get to say my second.
Oh, that's right. I didn't want your second.
Don't.
Okay, so what's your
no,
second?
No, go ahead and finish your second. It's all right. You already started.
I was thinking coffee. You just jumped in. Yeah,
no, coffee. Yeah, well, you know, I was just commenting on your first.
Coffee.
Yeah.
I love coffee. And I'd
do
have
you
to
have
say,
a specific brand?
I mean, I drink a Folgers Classic Roast.
Yeah.
It's okay. just
your basic
simple,
coffee.
Just my yeah. basic coffee, man. Right. But I'm kind of picky about my creamer. Uh-huh. It has to be my flavor,
yes.
French vanilla.
Yes.
And it's got to be Coffee Mate.
Yes.
Because, I mean, coffee okay. with, you know what I'm saying? Like, coffee without its mate is kind of weird.
You know, I think you need a new rapper name.
Mr. French Vanilla?
Yeah, given that your last name is Bordeaux.
Yes. And see, that's actually my fantasy football teams this yeah. past season.
Yeah.
It was Mr. French Vanilla.
Mr. Frenchy Vanilla.
Fantastic. It was, no, not Frenchy Vanilla.
Yeah, no, I'm Mr. calling you Frenchy now.
Mr. French Vanilla.
No, I'm adding Frenchy to it.
Yeah, and I'm flattening your bike tires.
All right. So you can't flatten them more than I do. All right, well, my second... kind of along the same lines is sweetened tea, iced tea. Now, not sweetened with sugar because I can't have it anymore these days, but just the way my wife does it is she like triple brews, steeps the tea. So it's almost like caramel coming out of
right.
the tea pitcher. It is so strong with flavor. And that's the way I like my coffee. I like my tea the same way. I should be able to stick a spoon in it and the spoon stand upright. Yes, absolutely.
Wow. So you like honey tea? Like,
well, I like honey in my tea too. Yeah. But no, I just unsweetened tea needs to be so thick. Yeah. It just like pours out.
See, mine wouldn't do that if I had ice in it.
Yeah.
If I had ice in it, but just tea itself standing mm-hmm. straight up, it's like yeah. tar.
Yes. I love it.
I mean, that would work if you had some peeps in your tea and you just kind of stuck
your
spoon into the peep and
again,
it stood up.
Again, I'm throwing up. So anyway,
we'll go on to your third.
We'll go on to my third. All right. Well, my third is now cold brew coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really enjoying cold brewing my coffee. I've been doing it for a little while now. Since we talked about cold brew here on the show,
right.
I've gone through two super large batches of it. And in case you may have noticed that my energy level on the show has been up a little bit, that's the reason why I love my cold brew coffee.
See, I just thought you were just excited about being here on the porch.
Yeah. Close proximity to you just gets me all hyper and excited.
It should.
No, cold brew coffee. I am thoroughly enjoying it. It's nice, mellow. And I make it myself, so I save tons of money. So,
nice.
Yep. Pennies on the dollar.
Pennies on the dollar?
Yep. All right.
So your 2 cents?
That's
on cold brew coffee, is
my
that?
2 cents on cold brew coffee.
Nice, man. So my next is...
Your third.
I really like... See, and I think the Propel comes in second place.
Propel?
To water. Huh. I mean, to water in general. But I actually really like the Life Water. The Sobe Life Water. The pomegranate.
Mm-hmm.
It's... I can't remember that. There's two different kinds, I think. Two different kind of live waters, but it's the one where the bottle is a little bit thicker, looks a little more decorated.
It's got the lizard thingy looking on it. Yeah.
But the one with pomegranate in it, to me, that's that or the blackberry. Blackberries uh-huh.
okay.
are really, yeah. really good.
Those are two of my favorite flavors too. Yeah.
Yes, and they're fantastic. And and actually, that pomegranate water actually got me to try the little chocolate covered pomegranates or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, those are delicious.
Well, you said chocolate, so I'm already halfway there.
Yeah. Well, see, I mean, you should have liked the triple chocolate peeps then.
No, I was halfway there until I tasted it.
So you got to the chocolate covering.
The fudge on the outside on the bottom was delicious. The ganache in the middle was great.
The marshmallow was.
I think I'm going to. Yep, here it comes. No, okay, I'm good. All right, so my next one. It's Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper?
I
No, regular or diet?
Well, it has to be diet these days because I'm diabetic. But love Dr. Pepper. Just the spices in it. It's just got this awesome flavor.
All the 23 flavors?
Yeah. I used to be a hardcore Pepsi guy. And then I was kind of short-lived hardcore Coke. And, of course, you know, I'm diabetic, so all these had to be diets eventually. But Diet Dr. Pepper tastes the most like regular Dr. Pepper than any other diet soda tastes like its original counterpart. So big fan of Diet Dr. Pepper. But anyway, Dr. Pepper, love it. Love it hot. I don't know if you've ever had it hot. Have you had it hot before?
I have, and I don't like any sodas hot.
Really? Well, you know, if you actually put it in a pot and you let it boil for a little while, all the carbonation comes out of it. So it's this nice hot liquid with all that 23 spices in it, and it's really delicious. So
okay.
First had it at a restaurant in Black Mountain called Dr. Pepper's. They had Dr. Pepper cake and all sorts of stuff, but they would serve Dr. Pepper hot. It was really cool.
Maybe we should try it next week on the show.
You think so? Oh,
I don't know.
I'm down.
I don't know.
It depends on how warm it is next week.
We'll have to ask our guest if they would be down to try that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well,
so anyway, man, and the reason why we're not naming our guest is because it's not completely locked in yet.
Right. So if they don't show up, then you're not disappointed.
Exactly. So
and they don't feel pressured.
Exactly.
Okay, so last one, right?
I got two more.
You got two more?
Yeah. So Monster energy drink, the low carb.
Okay, yeah, like the white can with the blue.
No. It's the blue can. It's the low carb. Uh-huh. Not the zero. Absolutely zero is okay.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely. I mean, that's the only two I've really enjoyed.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the other ones with like the white labels and the red labels.
I love the red label one.
See, the problem is to me those don't have enough kick. I need my Monster energy drink to scratch my throat with its extreme, like the ruggedness of it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I need that intensity. Like I don't need like a fruity flavored energy drink. I just I don't want that.
See,
even though the Monster low carb is like blueberry ish.
I like the orange one, especially in the morning, because it's the closest thing to orange juice I can have.
Okay.
Since I am diabetic.
See, the problem is like caffeine in itself just doesn't really give me a boost of energy. And so like coffee, Monster energy drink, and I know people are going to tell me it's bad for you, people have heart attacks, yada, yada, yada. But like my blood pressure is fantastic. Every time I go to the doctor, they ask me, they're like, are you on blood pressure meds? Your blood pressure is like, you know, it's like 98 over 62 or something. You know, it's like
so that perfect oatmeal you eat in the morning.
And I don't even eat oatmeal. Yeah. But I told him, I said, yeah, I was like, you know, I take.
Oh, that's cholesterol issues.
I was like, I take two doses of coffee and Monster energy drink every day.
Yeah, there you go. Hey.
And it's fantastic for my blood pressure.
Wow.
So now I don't know if I hit 30 and it's just going to completely flip and like almost put me into a heart attack or something.
They say 40 is the magic number.
40?
40.
Okay.
Yeah, once you get past 40. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are
exactly.
You close?
Yeah, and that's why I'm on cholesterol meds and heart pressure meds. Uh-huh. Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah.
Blood pressure meds. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, man, and you know,
I still drink caffeine.
All my health is really good. I mean, except for being diabetic and a little overweight, but that's mainly due to me being less controlling of my sweet tooth desires, which is bad because I'm diabetic. But I do shoot up a lot of insulin.
But you are type 1 diabetic, so it's not like you're diabetic because you're fatty like me. So you didn't do something to cause it to yourself.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, because I was like eight or nine.
Yeah,
so.
You still didn't. You didn't do anything to precipitate it, Sam.
So what's your number five?
All right, my number five. Drum roll, please. Homemade vanilla Pepsi from the Fremont Pharmacy.
Huh?
Yep.
So that's very specific.
It is very specific. Now, you can get vanilla Pepsi from the store.
Right.
You can get cherry vanilla Pepsi, I think, still. I don't know that they still make it. But anyway, and in Goldsboro, you can get, I think you can still get it from Wilbur's Barbecue, a vanilla Pepsi. They used to have a Tasty Freeze right next door to Wilbur's Barbecue that did vanilla Pepsis only. And but in the major metropolis of Fremont, you can get a vanilla Pepsi made.
A town of like 300 people.
Something like that. And it is delicious.
Delicious. I've never had it. I'm gonna have to check it out sometime.
I think you should.
So, so my very last one, and
don't go diet with that, by the way, because Diet Pepsi is horrible. So you have to go for the real sugar and just compensate.
Gotcha. So my last one is going to be debatable whether or not it's a beverage, but to me, it's a beverage.
It's not a beverage
because it's made up of,
I don't even know what it is,
of all fluids for the most part.
Okay. Now I'm getting concerned.
Banana flavored shaved ice. Yeah. It's like banana ice.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I mean, it'd be like saying a milkshake.
See, that could,
milkshake's
that could
a drink, but like then ice cream.
What about a smoothie?
Yeah.
Could I do a smoothie? Okay.
You could, but I'll take the banana shaved ice.
I was going to say, if we can go with the smoothie, then I would have to go with, it's kind of specific to this area. There's like a what's it called? Some type of a smoothie, like a health cove. It's a place over in Goldsboro. It's like all the organic smoothie shakes things. And very few people know about it. It's like a really small, tiny shop. Uh-huh. But they have this peanut butter with like PB2, some kind of a peanut butter smoothie or shake. Mm-hmm. It might be a shake.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Got banana in it. So it's still banana flavored. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And it's pretty much like a whole meal.
That's interesting. Anyways. And how does that make you feel?
Dude, you got issues.
I do have issues. And I love peanut butter and banana. And yes. If you had said chocolate, then I would have totally been solved. So
yeah, they probably do have one by now. Like, whenever I went there, it was, you know, they were still fairly new. Smoothie Cove.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The name of it, Smoothie Cove. And they're pretty much like the only like organic, healthy smoothie type of place around here.
Well, that's because you're in Goldsboro.
So. We're in a Bible Belt where people don't really care about their health that much.
No, unless it was made with bacon, then
except the farmers. Okay, the farmers do because they grow their own vegetables and stuff. But other than that, they really don't care about their health too much.
No, because they started off with a country ham biscuit for breakfast.
Yes, ooh, delicious, delicious. Yeah. That's what we need to do next week. Is
that'll
like,
give you a heart attack?
Like biscuits or breakfast biscuits? Foods.
Now, if we did biscuits, I'd have to invite my daughter to come onto the show because she makes an awesome biscuit.
She can make us some biscuits for next week's show.
She can. Ooh, that would be delicious.
Buddy, yeah. Okay. So, So instead of shaved ice, I'm going to say peanut butter banana smoothie.
All right. Okay.
And honorable mention, you know how some of the restaurants have the Coca-Cola machines?
Yeah.
So I like how they do, like you get the flavor with the sodas and stuff. Uh-huh. I like the grape Sprite.
Okay, yeah.
Grape Sprite. That's pretty good. I mean, only because you can't really do grape Sprite like in any other, like they don't have it in any other way.
I do the peach Sprite because that the Sprite Zero with peach because that's closest to a peach knee-high that I get. So, yeah.
No, peach knee-high?
Yeah. I'm good with that.
That just sounds funny.
Knee-high.
Sounds like a Chinese, like...
Hey, look now, don't get all racist.
It's not racist.
Yeah, it is.
No,
yeah,
that's languages. Anyway,
why would you think it has to be Chinese?
So we're gonna go to our next or Pan song Asian. For the show.
What is the next song? Do you even know the next song?
I do know the next song, but I'm gonna announce it as we come back into the third segment.
Okay, so it's gonna be a surprise for y'all.
It is.
We'll see.
All right, stay tuned.
To the ground, had me down for the count, my faith a million miles away, and I dropped out of sight, this overcomer lost her will to fight. I know it's been a while since anybody's seen me smiling, shame at me thinking it was game over, thought my best days were gone, yeah, turns out that I was wrong, cause this is my comeback song.
yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Solomon Sports Podcast. That was Mandisa, I'm Still Here, and that's off of her Out of the Wow.
Wow?
Out of I cannot wow? read
Your my own handwriting. Okay, well, hey, you know, the interesting thing about that song is that it really comes across as this, you know, hey, look, you may have counted me out, you may have thought I was done, but I'm still here. I'm still kicking. And, you know, I even take it from that positive perspective of, you know, sometimes Satan beats us down so hard sometimes. Right. And she's stepping back up and she said, hey, look, you know what? You can try to beat me down, but I ain't going. So I'm still here. So way to go, Mandisa. And she's got a really great story, too. So if you've never read her book, I would definitely suggest it. Or for you, Jason, I recommend the Cliff's Notes. So
Out of the Dark.
Out of the Dark.
That's the name of the album.
Is the name of the album.
Thank you for buying me some time so
absolutely.
I could look that up.
That's my job. That's what I'm here for, bro.
Sorry, Mandisa. I apologize. I should have been on point with that.
Yeah.
So,
but
anyway,
we still love
man.
You.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
We hope you.
Hope you still love us. And I hope you'll be on the show.
Hey, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, if you're listening, let us know. We'd love to have you on the show.
So, anyway, man. So, like as we said, next week, the show next week, it's going to be a little bit different show because...
Because why?
Because our next week's show is going to fall on Easter Sunday.
Yes.
And so we decided to talk pre-Easter about Easter. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So the way leading up to Easter, you can exactly. be listening to it, right? And rather than after the fact.
Exactly. So we wanted to talk not just about Peeps, which is one of the main reasons for Easter.
Okay. You know what? I'm still feeling sick, dude.
So, you know, not just Peeps and pizza.
Do you have a bucket?
And I do.
I need a puke bucket.
Okay.
I'm not feeling so good.
It's okay, man. It's okay. I like your Punisher watch, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
It's pretty cool.
My wife gave that to me for our anniversary.
Awesome, man. I like it. And so we wanted to talk about Easter a little bit. My girls went on the Easter egg hunt this morning.
Yeah, they did. They made out like bandits.
Yeah, and they were all, they got pretty much all the candy.
Yeah, well, they did in their category.
That's a huge bucket of candy, which obviously every single holiday in the whole entire, everything's all about candy.
Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving's about candy.
Really?
Yeah.
Candy.
Yeah. Candy yams. Candy yams.
Oh, touche. Touche.
Yeah. See?
Okay.
And,
4th of July.
Yeah. Red, white, and blue lollipops.
Nobody does that.
Everybody does that. Yeah.
Now, face it. Gotcha on that one.
No, every single holiday. No, but seriously.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of people have questions about what does Easter mean outside of the resurrection of Christ.
Outside of the resurrection? I thought that was the purpose.
Well, here's the thing. We celebrate the resurrection of Christ on Easter, but a lot of people know Easter as bunny Easter egg hunt.
That reminds me of this disciple song. I think we've heard it recently. Easter bunny is dead. Easter bunny is dead. Last time I heard about it, it didn't come in an Easter outfit.
That sounds like a disciple song.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
that Easter sounds bunny, like something they would say.
Easter bunny is dead. So is Santa Claus.
So, and the whole idea behind...
Oh, hey, quick disclaimer. Spoiler alert for your young listeners. There's no Easter bunny. Oh. I already messed that up, didn't I?
Wait a minute. If the Easter Bunny is dead, that means there was once
there
an Easter Bunny?
There was one. That's true. That's a very good point. Yeah, I don't know. There might have been.
Yeah.
I mean, there really was a Santa Claus.
There really was a Santa Claus?
Well, St. Nicholas.
Yeah. And so Question is, dead. Did we formulate, did we take the Easter holiday and use it to celebrate? Because here's the thing, like in a lot of some pagan tradition, you know, fertility.
Right,
and
yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so that's spring. Spring is fertility.
Is that any way connected generating? With Easter?
Uh-huh.
Because you think about it, you know, fertility is new life,
mm-hmm.
and Jesus' death on the cross provides new life, and uh-huh. resurrection provides new life.
Uh-huh.
Is all that just one big, huge, intertwined thing in this whole entire...
Well, you know, the thing is that the Hebrew calendar does actually tell us when things took place, so Passover, I mean, that's the reason why Easter is never the exact same day every year, because the Hebrew calendar is different from our calendar. And so Passover actually takes place on a very specific time of year, and it's recorded on the Hebrew calendar. And so we know that the time of year that it took place in, there's not a question. Whereas people say, well, you know, okay, well, Jesus was born in the winter or the spring, fall, whatever. But we know when Passover is. It's always been in the springtime, period. So we know that... the resurrection of Christ definitely happened in the springtime. So I think maybe the question is, did God have some extra motive there for making sure that his son was risen from the dead during the springtime so that way all of these, you know, non-believers can say, hey, I get to celebrate the birth of Christ and still keep my Easter bunnies and chickens that I don't know. What do the chickens do?
They drop eggs.
They drop
the Easter eggs. They drop the Easter eggs.
They drop the Easter eggs, but then the bunnies hide them.
The bunnies go and steal them, and they hide them. Then they have to find them.
Okay. Yeah. See, I didn't know how that worked.
See, I don't either.
I just broke the ears off my chocolate bunny and you know,
ate it. Just made that up off the top of my head. Because really? I'm that
good. It sounded pretty convincing.
I'm that good. I can pull a straw out of a hat very easily.
Well, I, you know, so in preparation for this discussion, I looked at CBN, and you can have your own thoughts about CBN as a resource. But,
what is that?
Christian Broadcast Network.
Okay.
Anyway. What's so important about Easter? They say it's important because it proved that Jesus was who he claimed to be. He was God in the flesh, and he came to earth to save us. Three events occurred in a dramatic succession on that Easter weekend. The trial of Jesus... then the death of Jesus, and finally the resurrection of Jesus. All right, so now, in case you didn't know, those are the three major, major things. Now, there are other things that lead up to that. In fact, many Christians will celebrate a Maundy-Thursday event, an Ash Wednesday event, but...
Well, in Lent in general.
Right, yeah.
Which means you're broke and you don't have anything in your pocket except...
Right, so you're asking for lending money. So
yeah,
anyway, Lent. No, that's a whole nother discussion. But anyway, so what makes Christianity significantly different from any other religion is that our prophet, Messiah, preacher, teacher guy,
okay, that every other religion in the world claims as a part of their whole entire structure in its own way. Yeah.
Ours not only dies, but because he's God, comes back to life.
Yep.
I mean, what?
And it makes an appearance in front of over 500 people at one time.
Nobody else can state that claim. No one else. This also...
Except for Lazarus.
Well, okay. Except for all the other stuff preceding to all that. But so here's the thing, though, is that even if you were to take like three of these things and say, okay, well, we're going to find one person that actually we can apply these three things to, it's astronomical that you're going to find this person. I mean, the odds are just unbelievable. So the fact that Jesus comes and he fills so much of the prophecy within such a short period of time, never mind all the stuff from his earlier part of life it's astounding.
Right.
So this is what makes him truly the Jews' Messiah. And
here's the thing though, like I think a lot of people don't believe, like a lot of people can believe that Jesus was here on earth, you know, that he did walk among, you know, the earth.
Right, yeah. And he was a great teacher.
And other people. He was a great teacher and prophet and, you know, just a good guy with moral, great moral teachings. But the thing is after he died, they stuck a spear in his side and they saw the water and blood flow from his ribcage. But the fact that afterward he rose from the dead and he was in front of over 500 peeps at one time.
Yeah, they were making peeps even back then.
They were. And see, that's why now we have peeps around Easter time, is to to exemplify, or to, what's the word called, represent, you know, the peeps that he stood in front of.
No.
So, look, man, look, don't be a hater.
Anyway.
Don't be a hater.
So, you know, but here's the funny thing I think about, even that is that if you can sit there and you can say, okay, well, Jesus was truly someone that, you know, lived and he taught great things and what have you. Well, if you can say that, then you have to be able to say, well, then if he was a great teacher, he said he is God. He can't be this great teacher with credibility if he's also claiming to be God, but you're denying that part.
Right, because then he's a liar, which then makes sense. Yeah.
Right. So it goes back to that whole liar, lunatic, or he really is who he is. So, you know, anyway, so Easter genuinely is unique for another reason. So in Romans 4:25, it says that Jesus was delivered up. That is, that he died on the cross for our trespasses and raised for our justification, meaning that just as our sin brought him to the cross, the finished work of taking care of our sins brought him out of the grave. God looked down and said, my son's work was perfect. He's not staying in the grave, and he raises him from the dead and vindicates all that he had accomplished for us. By the way, I just read that small snippet from the website Desiring God. And you can see more of that from desiringgod.org. All right, so, but the bottom line is that we have salvation as a result of this. That means that we're actually covered.
Right.
So, you know, back in the day, we used to have sacrifices to God to be able to cleanse ourselves from any wrongdoings that we may have done. And so now we're actually covered by his blood. That is astounding. There is no other prophet of any other religion that's done anything like this. That not once did they self-sacrifice themselves for us so that that way we may be made right with God. Yeah, everybody else is all like, you still got to submit.
Right.
Here are the rules, and I'm laying them out for you.
Not so we don't have to follow any rules at all.
Well, you have to follow the Spirit, and the Spirit will lead you.
Right, right.
So,
which his death and resurrection allowed for us to have access to the Holy Spirit.
And there you go. Still yet another astounding thing. Now, I'm going to get on my soapbox. Okay, so,
which is good because it kind of stinks in here right now.
Yeah, I didn't bathe today. So, but the point is this. We make such a huge deal out of Christmas. Now, look, I love my Lord and Savior, okay? But nowhere in the Bible is there any more specific information than his death and resurrection.
We're not Ricky Bobby. We don't, you know, admire just the baby Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we don't even know exactly when he was born, but we do know when he was crucified.
It's amazing.
And when he was raised from the dead.
Yeah.
Why is there that much specific information in the Bible pertaining to our Savior that has such huge implications on who we are, what we do, and what we believe, but yet it comes in the weekend and it just kind of comes and goes. We don't spend all month long preparing for Easter. We don't have, well, we do have some Easter music, but not like there's Christmas music. The radio stations don't play it. And you could argue, well, all Christian music is Easter.
And there's
music,
there's not secular artists singing Easter songs.
Right. We're not out decorating for the resurrection of Christ.
There's
We're
not
decorating
like,
for Easter bunnies and
there's
eggs.
Not like Easter holiday albums. Like Taylor Swift doesn't do an Easter album.
Right.
You know, she does a Christmas album.
Right.
Because there's tons of music for it.
I didn't know she did that.
What?
Taylor Swift did a Christmas album?
Of course she did.
Okay. All right.
She probably did 3, 4, 5 of them. I mean, shoot.
Okay, so you don't really know.
I mean, I know she did a couple.
Oh, okay. Wow, more than one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, the Pentatonix does one every year.
Yeah, but Pentatonix is, you could argue, probably Christians anyway.
Oh, so you're saying that Taylor Swift isn't a Christian?
Well, I'm not saying she's not a Christian. She hasn't come out and said, "Hey, I'm a Christian," but she also hasn't given us any other reason to think that she's a Christian. Anyway, we're digressing. So Easter
Sean's
eggs
being judgmental
having
right
absolutely
now.
Nothing to Shame do with anything, but fertility. And why are we celebrating this?
Well, because without Mary's fertility, she wouldn't have been able to birth Jesus.
That's Christmas.
To come. Yeah, but you got to celebrate the fertility. The thing about it is she probably got pregnant around Easter time. No, think about it, though. She probably got pregnant around Easter time in order to birth Jesus in December, his birthday. Look, I will. Yeah, that doesn't work, though, because he was born in the fall. So probably more early fall.
Or the summer. It's something other than the winter. Right. So anyway.
Look, Kierman, I'm mixing up fact with fiction and non-tradition tradition, okay? Just deal with it.
That was confusing.
Just deal with it, man.
That was truly confusing. So anyway. So Easter, if there should be a time that we should be even more joyous, that we should be more outspoken, it has to be Easter. We should be more stoked about Easter than any other time of year. This is what makes us who we are.
So anybody who disagrees with you is just nuts. But my,
well, that's a given always.
So my next question,
that's what I tell my wife.
My next question is it wrong to do the whole Easter egg hunting? And, seeing the Easter bunny, which I don't even know if people really do the whole Easter bunny thing anymore. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, is that still really commercialized as much as the other? I mean, I'm not a kid, so I guess I don't watch, like, kids show. I don't know what they do anymore. But, I mean, we don't get to the mall either. But, I wonder, and this is kind of a side note, with the fact that malls are dying out, I wonder where Santa and Easter bunny is going to go to take pictures now.
Good point.
Because malls are shutting down all over the country.
Target.
Well, no, Target doesn't like, they don't really support Christian stuff. And supposedly.
Yeah, but that's why Santa Claus is okay.
Supposedly, they consider that, part of the whole
Starbucks?
Christian.
Will they do it at Starbucks?
I don't know.
Yeah, but they will at McDonald's.
They might have a peppermint mocha Santa Claus.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
So.
You said chocolate.
I said mocha.
Yeah, that's chocolate.
How about a mocha marshmallow?
I'll take the first part. So, what do you think,
man? Because
Easter egg hunting.
That's like the number one thing everybody does for Easter, kids wise.
Yeah. Now we had the what's called the resurrection eggs. So it's a dozen eggs, and it's got little symbols of pertaining to God and the relationship and the death and the resurrection, and so you get to tell the whole story through these little toys or whatever. And that was cool. And we bought that very early on when our daughter was actually still a baby. We bought that so that way we could explain it to her as she was growing. And we would still take her to Easter egg hunts. And I think largely to be social more than anything else.
Right.
But it didn't last long. We typically only felt obligated because we had family members at churches that did it. And they always wanted her to go. I guess because most churches don't have small children anymore these days, but I don't know. Anyway, that was a slam, but so we did do it, but we always still explained what is the purpose, and we never emphasized a bunny or anything else like that. And but I would venture to say that if somebody asked me, should I let my kid Easter egg hunt? I would tell them, one, what is the purpose? I'd have to ask them first, rather.
Right.
What is the point in it? So your kid didn't get enough candy from Halloween? They probably still got Halloween candy, right? So they need more candy?
Right.
Point
exactly.
Being what? So really, it's just a social party from there. Have a party. Just have a get-together. Good barbecue in your backyard. You don't have to do the whole hiding of eggs. Have some other game that engages your kids. That they can all play.
It was scavenger hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. And then sit down and, read the Bible or something like that. I don't know. But talk about the life of Christ. Talk about the resurrection. Talk about the crucifixion. What does that mean? Because that's the bigger point. And so, you know, I've actually put off for many years letting my daughter watch The Passion of the Christ because it's so graphic. But she's 13. She's seen some other stuff I've kind of eased her into to prepare her for the kind of brutalness that The Passion of the Christ depicts. And this will be her first year watching it, so it'll be interesting to see what she has to say and what her perspective is on it.
So she's never watched it?
She's never seen it. Now, we've talked about it all.
Right, right.
And I've been reasonably graphic with her about what took place, but she's never seen it. And that, to me, was definitely a clincher, because I've read it. I knew the story. I know what took place. But when I saw it on the big screen in the movie theater, it was a totally different experience.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, non-Christians that I talked to went to go see the movie out of curiosity.
Right.
And were still impacted. And they were just like, that was brutal.
Yeah, Mel Gibson did a great job with that film.
He really did. So, you can take and leave parts out of it as far as I'm concerned. But overall, that movie was still pretty epic. So, I would encourage folks, instead of any of that other stuff, even if you've got to, you can get an edited version so it's not R-rated, so it doesn't have quite the brutalness.
Yeah, they did create a less extreme version of it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just PG-13 or if they actually got it down to PG. But
The rated R is just the violence, though. It's not like, cussing or nudity or anything.
Well, and you wouldn't know if there was cussing anyway because it's all done in other languages.
Yeah, that's true.
And unless you speak Hebrew or Greek or whatever. I would encourage that you watch that with your kids, as assuming that they're age appropriate for it. But there are plenty of other videos out there. Three Trees is a great children's movie dealing with the resurrection of Christ and the meaning of Easter.
Here's something that'd be cool. I just thought about it. And yes. I'm sure people probably have done this. It probably isn't something that has never been thought of before. It'd be interesting, though, to create a scavenger hunt that takes a kid on the journey of the whole entire death and resurrection. So, for example, like, I mean, you'd have to get kind of creative with, like, maybe, like, a big field creating these different areas representing, like, the Garden of Gethsemane, when they go and they get Jesus, and then they take him to trial, and then they take him and beat him, and that kind of stuff. And you just have like a scavenger hunt, you know, that kind of stuff. Then they walk, and then they find. Hmm. You know, I think that'd be interesting. There are some churches would have an easier time doing something like that.
Yeah, due to finances.
And it'd probably. I mean, if you're creative enough, you can figure it out. But you got to have an area, whatever. But anyway, it'd be really cool to find something like that, and I think that'd be fun. But I guess my question would be, is there a bad thing to an Easter egg hunt? Like, I mean, I understand your point of there, you know, what's the purpose of it? But, I mean, if people just like doing it because kids like going out and searching for the eggs just because it's fun.
It makes them pre-diabetics.
Pre-diabetics?
Yeah.
So what if they just...
We're raising pre-diabetics.
So how about this? How about they do... just hard-boiled eggs.
Uh-huh.
And they just hide them.
You have to map those out because you will find them eventually if you miss them.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so, like, you're going to find them.
Yeah. You'll smell it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pleasant.
It's not pleasant when you eat them and then, you know, you find...
Yes, you find out where they were coming from there, too. So, yeah, no, nothing specifically detrimental or anything like that.
Because I think that's where a lot of people, you know, it's just, especially like maybe new parents, you know, those who have kids who are maybe, you know, babies or they're thinking about it. Because I think a lot, and I think there's a lot of pressure from some groups of Christians that are like, you can't take any of these. It's kind of like Halloween. You know, we talked about Halloween.
Right.
And kind of the, you know, should you do it? Should you not? How should you, you know, kind of intertwine that or whatever? And, you know, to me, I feel like kind of Easter egg hunt is kind of maybe the same thing. And you know, and what I would suggest you do is, I mean, I don't know if you get in trouble with it, but like a lot of, you know, times schools do Easter egg hunts. And if you wanted to put like a piece of candy with maybe pieces from the story of Christ and, you know, like a little piece of like a cross or, you know, something like that into the egg, you know, you could kind of slip, or, you know, you could put little pieces of paper with some scripture on it tied in there.
So that way your kindergartner can read.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. And they can go to mommy and say, "Mommy, what's this?
And mommy goes, "Oh, trash."
But either way, though, it might be something to think about. There's a lot of public Easter egg hunts too, and parents bring candy and stuff.
And, you know, and I like the idea of the whole nighttime Easter egg hunt thing.
I think that's pretty cool.
Flashlight hunts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just like the idea because it's a challenge. It's kind of cool like that. And so, yeah, but I think the main takeaway here is beef up your Easter celebration.
Yeah.
You know, don't let this come and go as, oh, hey, you know what, man, this Sunday's Easter. Wow. It has totally just come up on. No, we know when Christmas is, right? I mean, literally, we start putting stuff out months in advance. We start Christmas shopping way early. De-emphasize your Christmas. Emphasize your Easter.
Yeah.
That's it.
Be the church that celebrates Easter way more than Christmas.
Be the church that God has always called us to be. Be like the early church.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. And then.
All right. Mic drop.
The mic drop. Don't drop the mic. All right. It costs too much money.
I already did.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, you know, just, you know, curiosity. We would love to hear y'all's thoughts on it. And, you know, do you do Easter egg hunting? Are you opposed to it? No. What's your thoughts on it? And because I think everybody has different opinions, obviously, and different feelings on it. So my girls went Easter egg hunting, and they enjoy looking for the eggs, the excitement of finding an egg. And, yeah, they get a ton of candy, but we're going to be giving most of that away.
And I enjoyed helping them find the eggs, too.
So anyway,
I have to say, though, I mean, in all honesty, the greatest part to all of that, I think from an adult perspective, is seeing children happy and having a good time. And I think that may be one of the biggest hang-ons for us as adults, because as I was watching your girls running around, I found an egg.
Right.
Every time it was this new excitement. It was like, yeah, okay. I mean, I'm looking over the room and I can see, like, I don't know, 50 little plastic eggs filled with candy. And each time they're running up, and it's like a brand new experience for them, you know, and that's cool. And they're all excited. Oh, a pink one. A blue one. You know, it's like.
And then they say, "Daddy loves this candy."
And then it's awesome. Another blue one. Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, you know, just because they're excited and anyway, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard, especially as a parent, whenever your kids enjoy it so much.
It is. I'm not trying to be a hater or nothing, but. You know, I mean, we did do an Easter egg hunt early. We had scheduling conflicts. That's why we did ours this Saturday. Easter weekend,
for sure.
But anyway. Did you have any final thoughts?
I lost my train of thought.
Well.
The train tooted its horn.
Train gone.
Left.
Train gone.
Yeah. Yep. I was hoping it would come back.
No, it's gone.
I had some luggage up there I need to get
it
off.
It has left the station, and Elvis is no longer in the building.
Yeah. I guess my main thing, and probably aimed more at parents, because I don't think a lot of people without children, you know, don't probably think about it as much, because they probably don't do Easter egg hunting.
Yeah, they probably don't care so much.
And but you know, the main thing that my wife had shared is whenever the story of the death and resurrection was shared through the resurrection egg, she noticed that my 4-year-old was listening to the story very intently and seemed to be kind of sort of starting to understand the whole entire situation. And, you know, I think, you know, even if you do an Easter egg hunt, which I'm not opposed to at all, but I feel like, you know, you do need to take, I mean, you know, take and kind of explain what the story is. And I know they can't really grasp it really well as a child, but just making sure that they understand, you know, kind of like everybody emphasizes at Christmas, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, it's kind of the same thing about Easter. The whole entire point of us celebrating this time of year is celebrating the resurrection of Christ, which without that, like, there's no point to anything we do ever.
Yeah, we can't really be called Christians.
Without that, you know, it's just like Paul said in Scripture. Like, without the resurrection of Christ, everything we do is meaningless.
All right.
everything. And so,
and to quote Disciple, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.
You should be a rock star.
I should be.
You should
and
be.
I'm excited because their show in Fayetteville had to be canceled because of really bad weather.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's been postponed to a date that actually works out a lot better for me. So I get to go.
Nice.
I was actually not going to be able to go see them the last time. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that actually
neither.
Worked out.
So it worked out. They yeah. did it for us.
That's right. They did it for us. We need to make sure that we thank them.
Awesome. Yeah. yeah. And anyway, maybe we can get Kevin Young on a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That boy, I'd be stoked.
Awesome. Yeah, man. So we love all of y'all. And before we go, we do want to take a second to thank our sponsors real quick.
Blended Fellowship at blendedfellowship.com. You can learn more about the ministry work being done at Blended Fellowship at blendedfellowship.com. Up in the top right-hand corner is the Donate Online button. Please click on it and make a donation if you feel so led. But please make sure that you make a comment saying that you heard about them on the Solomon's Porch podcast.
Yep, yep. And we also want to thank Genesis Pro Designs for the artwork for the show. A lot of people have given a lot of great comments about it. And if you would be interested in getting a shirt, a Solomon's Porch Podcast shirt, a lot of people like the shirt.
Hey, you know what? You're not wearing your shirt today. I just realized
that. Yeah, it's dirty.
You like wear it all the time.
I do. Yeah. Well, you never wear it.
So. No, you just never see me wear it. I wear it throughout the week.
So anyway, if you'd be interested in getting one of those shirts, let us know. We're trying to get a certain number of people before we order them because it's cheaper in bulk than it is individually. And it'd be cheaper for you as well. So
and we're broke, so yeah, we can't just order them and sit on them.
So make sure you let us know about that. That way we can try to get some drummed up, and we know sizes and all that stuff. And
check me out at my new MySpace page, ppaters.com. So leave a vlog message.
Ppaters?
Tweet. No. Peep me at my peep space.
You can peep them.
And
peep them on Twitter at Sean_dad. And don't forget to check out businesswithbordo.com. I don't have an updated podcast for this week because I took the week off due to my birthday and a lot of heavy schoolwork that I had to get done last minute. But yeah, if you're into business, make sure you check that out. And I got a blog up there too as well. And
tell them what your favorite peep was or
yeah.
is.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where they would see it on the podcast, but
I don't know.
I mean, you can hit me up on Twitter at JasonBordo1.
Yeah, share your peep love with Jason because he's not getting any peep love here.
Tell you what, if you hit me up on Twitter, you are my peeps. Yeah. And you will be my favorite peeps.
That's kind of weird.
All right, man. We are going to see y'all next week. And this week, we are ending the show out with a song from Dara McLean featuring Chris McClarney.
Yeah, you know,
I'm McClarney. Saying that right.
Yeah.
Clarney?
Yeah, two Irish, good Irish names there.
All right. And the song is called Ashes.
Ashes.
Yeah, so we will see y'all next week. Make sure you tuned into Facebook Live next week because it's going to be exciting. So, all right. Peace.
All right. Peep out.
Let's sing of the story of sorrow. The author of life became flesh. His purpose was justice to rescue and free us, but still we demanded his death. Our sin laid upon him, we cursed and spat on him. He hung as his mercy was. Father's direction.